Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I drive up Broad Street every day, and I check the prices when I'm rolling in here to the radio station early in the morning. And then sometimes it's pretty different by the time I head back home in the afternoon. Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com. Patrick, we heard a lot about the drone strikes against Saudi Arabia this weekend, and then the president stepping in saying he'd release strategic oil reserves to try to, you know, balance things out. Where do we stand right now, you think, as of Wednesday morning?
Well, things are looking a little better. Mm-hmm. It looks like you already saw quite a jolt at the pump. Prices on average in Richmond have already jumped about 12 cents a gallon. But the news is getting better. Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning, Saudi Arabia had indicated they may be able to return this production much sooner than expected. And on that news, oil prices have plummeted. So oil prices are now at about $59 a barrel. They were at 57. They jumped well beyond 60, about 64. And now we're back down to about 59. So
I mean, I saw some stories yesterday saying, oh, get ready for $100 a barrel oil prices. Was that just kind of an inflammatory headline to get everybody to read it? Or was that a real fear?
I think it probably was. It was a little bit of what you might call clickbait. But at that point, too, you know, the sky's really the limit. You're talking about a major oil producer, one of the most stable and reliable in the Middle East. And so, you know, you really don't know if this is going to happen again. How much worse is it going to get? What is the damage going to look like? So everyone's first thought is, you know, oh, goodness, you know, triple digits. But thankfully, none of that panned out. A lot of it because the U.S. is such a large oil producer itself now. But where we stand is the damage is already done in Richmond. Prices did jump at many stations. But the good news is wholesale prices have really come back down quite a bit, so the impact may be a little bit more muted, but I think we'll still be stuck with prices that are a little bit higher as a result of the tax for maybe another week or two.
If this tension persists, is there a way or will providers jack up the price just to kind of hedge against potential problems in the future? Is that the way this potentially works like other commodities might?
Well, you know, the way it works is oil markets panic simply because, you know, this was a physical disruption. That is, Saturday after the attacks, Saudi Arabia was suddenly not pumping 5 million barrels a day that customers are used to getting. And so those customers go elsewhere. And so all of a sudden there's less cookies in the jar, so to speak. And that's what causes prices to go up. But then Saudi Arabia came back and said, oh, you know, we have more cookies again. We're getting production back online. So oil prices have come right back down. But if there's anyone that hates the increase more or equal to as much as you and I, it's gas stations who come Monday evening were paying the higher price to the tune of 15 to 20 cents. Mm-hmm. But like I said, Richmond prices on average have only gone up 12 cents. So some of them are perhaps still underwater, so to speak.
I'm not asking you to wade into politics, but I did see some commentary on different sides of the political aisle about President Trump's decision to release the strategic oil reserves to balance things out. Objectively, is that a smart thing for him to do? Is this a one-off where this was a good thing to do, or what's your assessment?
No matter who's in the White House, I think it is, simply because it would limit the fallout. It would limit how high oil prices go, essentially offering the market an olive branch, you know, cool off, we have oil, we can tap it if we need to, because the market always always reacts in a very panicked, chaotic way. And that's what you saw with oil prices having shot up at 1.20%. When you see this, oil hates turmoil, and it reacted in such a severe way. So I do think, no matter if it's a Republican or Democrat in the White House, energy stability is important. Mm-hmm. And I think that that was a good thing, at least to offer up. We may not even need it.
Yeah. We're giving up the summer fuel blends soon. Is that right?
That's right. Actually, we started switching back already Monday. Okay. Of course, it was kind of negated by this, but indeed, yeah, in the days and weeks ahead, you'll be starting to fill up with something that's a little bit different.
And how does that impact the price? Or does it?
Well, it does. Typically, gas prices fall in the fall, much as how they spring forward in the spring, and it's for that reason. We switch back to cheaper winter gasoline. There's more butane in that gasoline. You may notice a little bit of a hit to your miles per gallon. But the other reason gas prices generally go down every autumn is because demand is typically beginning to taper off as well. So those two usually bring prices down substantially from mid-September to Thanksgiving Day. And I think we'll get back on that track so long as Saudi Arabia can stick to the timeline that they had put forward. I think things are cooling off fairly quickly now.
Boy, there's a lot behind the gas market. Most of us just, you know, show up at the gas station, put it in the tank and roll on. But there's a real story behind this. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.